Tom. Thanks for having me.
You know, last time Ted was on the air, and I've been sharing this story with a lot of people since, and that was the recent article that Ted wrote looking over cities that aren't making their pension payments and seeing those, seeing the state of Illinois withhold tax monies for those communities to pay the pension payments. It started with a town called Harvey. Give us just a brief refresher on Harvey, would you, Ted?
Yeah, so Harvey's been in a lot of trouble, a lot of mess, a lot of corruption. So they're probably the worst case scenario, but they're running out of money, and they basically can't pay their payroll for their police and fire and at the same time make their pension payments. So when they stopped making pension payments, the state comptroller stepped in, and monies that they would typically send to Harvey, they garnished them so they could put them in the pension funds. And that led to Harvey announcing the firing of 40 police and firemen. So that's the situation in Harvey, and it's a bit of a mess because there's not enough money, and that's the subject of what we've been studying.
And you said there would be more to come, and in your article you used the term domino, and the second domino has fallen in the form of North Chicago. Give me the numbers, give me the math on the North Chicago situation.
Well, North Chicago also has not been making its payments, and so you know, their pensions are really, really underfunded. Taxpayers are putting in more and more. It's eating up more of their budget. And so they, too, had been failing to put in, and so the state stepped in and garnished that money. So it's basically the state is stepping in, and, you know, like deadbeat dads who don't pay pay for their kids, the state's stepping in and saying, hey, we're going to fund pensions this way.
Now, North Chicago, a city of 30,000, how much money is being held back?
You know, each different city has different amounts, and in some cases it's several million in the bigger cities, and in others it's, you know, it's several thousand. It all depends on how big their police and fire stations are. But typically you've seen some cities put in only 10 or 20 or 30% of the money they're supposed to put in a given year. Others are just missing a little bit. But what we did find is that about over 200 municipalities did not pay their full required amount in 2016, which is the last year we have all the data for.
And when you look at the
200 cities could face garnishment.
When you look at the unfunded liability, we're talking about in North Chicago, the more recent city of $21 million unfunded for fire alone, $42 million for the police department. Now, here's the thing: when it gets to that, comes to this story, a state that doesn't make pension payments, garnishing cities that don't make pension payments. There's the irony / hypocrisy of that is one thing. I mean, when you stand back from this story, what's your big picture takeaway?
Well, my big picture takeaway is that it's the hypocrisy of state legislators. You know, they've made a mess of state pensions, as you rightly mentioned. The amount we owe up there is probably $250 billion when you look at the less rosy scenario. But those same legislators refuse to do reforms for all these municipalities that are struggling. The legislators set all the rules for cities. They set the pension rules. They set the collective bargaining rules. They set prevailing wage rules. Local governments have their hands tied when it comes to this kind of stuff. And so the state legislators are making a mess of the state. Now they're starting to garnish cities for monies, and yet they will not pass a single reform. And we're talking about people's lives here, Tom. We're talking about people whose property taxes are through the roof. We're seeing home equity being destroyed in places like Harvey. We're seeing people lose their jobs. Now we're seeing police and firemen lose their jobs. It's everybody's losing, and yet that same state legislature refuses to pass reforms, and now they're garnishing revenues from local residents.
In your article, you talk about a total of 368 of Illinois' 651 public safety pension funds were short of their full payments in 2016. You start to see this is not an isolated problem. It's a matter of degrees, and you go on to say that means that 200 municipalities could have their tax revenues garnished along with Harvey and North Chicago. Who do you think is next, and will there be exceptions? Because there are cities that have been struggling with this. Chicago, will they get an exception?
Yeah, and this is the tricky part. So what should be happening, and we testified in front of the legislature last week, in front of one of the committees, the Cities and Villages Committees. At this stage, if you're a fiduciary for a pension fund and the amounts have not been paid properly by the city, I think it's the fiduciary responsibility, in my personal opinion, that every one of those pension funds should be going to the state comptroller and saying, we want our money, garnish the municipality. Now, so that means you could have 200 municipalities, you know, battling the state comptroller and having their money taken away, which would create chaos in Illinois. But that's probably what should happen. It's not happening because there's a lot of politics involved. You know, if they do go, if the state comptroller does take away money from cities, you're going to see more police and firemen and other municipal workers fired. Or you're going to see less money for sidewalks and for, you know, for pain actives and things like that. So it's a real mess. And I think that, you know, East St. Louis is obviously right there. Kankakee is another that's deep in the water. So there's a lot of cities that are in trouble.
Linwood, Riverdale, you also mentioned.
Yeah, and you know, there's Evanston. There's so many cities. Evanston came out this past week and said they may have to, you know, fire some public safety workers. And that's, you know, when that starts happening, we realize, well, either we can't fund the pensions of public safety workers, or we have to start firing them, and that means we're getting into real trouble.
It was interesting because you kind of had a rock and a hard place scenario in your story about this, saying if lawmakers allow garnishments to continue, a wave of pension funds could demand the state intercept their city revenues, and that could lead to cash crunches in struggling municipalities. But if, on the other hand, they go and change the law where this can't happen, it would make it look like it's not important.
Yeah, so it's gotten to the point where now we're kind of stuck here, and this is where it becomes real. It's one of the reasons we went down to Springfield and testified in favor of local bankruptcy for those cities that are beyond, you know, beyond fixing. And Harvey might be one of them. East St. Louis will be another. In those cases, you know, you can't tax anymore. You can't the house values have collapsed. You know, they can't borrow money. So you've got these cities that are past the point of no return. And, you know, when we start laying off these firemen or you start letting the pensions effectively go broke, it means we need a new game to play, and then that may be local bankruptcy in some places.
Illinois Department of Insurance information you used in your article saying 57% of police and fire pension funds received their partial payments here when it comes to this item. So this is worthy of note. There's one thing that I'm a little vague on, Ted. Who says take action? Does somebody from the fire department file in the comptroller's office, somebody in the police department's pension fund, the comptroller for the city that we're talking about? Who calls up the comptroller and says, we have a problem here? Where does that fall?
So they passed a law in 2010, 2011 that said pension funds who don't get their full amount can verify and show the state comptroller they didn't get their full amount. And if that's the case, the comptroller must intercept the city funds. So it's up to the pension funds to go to the state comptroller and say, hey, we didn't get our money. And we released a report last week that shows the depth of how bad some of these pension funds are across the state. And that's my point, is that if they really start to go after cities, there's going to be a lot of regret about passing the law now, even though we need to fund our pensions. So it's a real quandary, and I think it's gonna show up in the numbers as cities struggle to pay both their city services and pensions.
All right, and so last week you, Jeannie Ives, also testified.
That's right. My partner Mark Glennon, myself, and Jeannie Ives testified in front of the Cities and Villages Committee, and they're the ones that you know, hear the kind of ideas that we brought up. And, you know, one of those, as we describe the pain of cities across the state, is local bankruptcy. And you know, to be sure, they're very cautious of it. And so are we, because it's a really bad solution. But for a place like Harvey that's got nothing left and people are either leaving or the town is just, you know, collapsing, that might be the only way to have a place like Harvey reorganize its debts, get back to some kind of steady state, and then they can grow from there. But if they stay the way they are now, they're just going to spiral into worse.
Ted Dabrowski from Wire Points. Domino one, domino two, who'll be domino three is the question, because we're still in a, I don't want to call it a nosedive, we'll call it a slowly degrading curve. But there's still some issues out here, and as Ted says, he expects that there will be more cities in this situation. We just hope it's not the one, because when you lose 40 public workers in a town, the city of Harvey, that hurts.
Well, it's definitely painful, and I think the whole point of this exercise is that we have to put pressure collectively as a populace on the legislators. They you know, half of them are testifying was in a subject hearing, which means that it's not like a mandatory thing. And so half of those legislators left. They left the committee. And you know, only half stayed. And so it makes you wonder, do they care? You know, they don't respond directly to a particular city. It's a city problem, these things, although the state sets all those laws. And so I think there should be outrage with the legislators. They are not admitting to the problem. They're not reacting to the problem. And that's, I think, the worst message that they can send us is that they don't care.